With the eggnoggiest sports coverage in WDRT right here in Studio B, this is View from the Bleachers. I'm Eric.
I'm Aaron.
Yeah, you are.
Hi, you are.
No, oh, man. We have so much stuff to talk about.
More than football?
I have, again, five things. I have five things written down, and football, somehow or another, actually ends up being still the number one on the list.
Well, you know, it is what it is.
That's what we get paid for. It's a really solid NFL coverage here. Yeah, man, it's a Packers lost again.
Really? So did the Vikings, so don't feel bad.
I mean, I feel as bad.
But we're still in the playoff hunt. We're actually in the playoff as of right now.
You know,
and we're sixth seed.
I
that's how bad the rest of the...
I was going to say you're almost a lock for the playoffs at this point. As disappointing
winning,
as the
with
rest
Nick
of
Mullins.
The league. Is he he's the next Josh Dobbs, yeah. Right?
Apparently. Him wearing number four, so.
Yeah, it was a...
The next one to come back in is Jaren Hall.
They're starting their fifth guy, right? Like, they're under their fourth quarterback. Yeah, no, I bet they fit a fifth one in. How much you want to bet?
No, Jaren will just go back. They'll just go back to Jaren. He's now cleared off of IR and healthy. Sweet.
Maybe they can play Aaron Rodgers.
I mean, Nick Mullins didn't look bad until he intercepted, you know, then... Until he realized he was Nick Mullins and threw a really bad pass.
That's how you end up as a career backup. Yeah, no, that's the fault of a career backup is they will throw a terrible pick.
Throwing out the season. I'm in the same boat as you now with Packers going, just lose. Let's get a top 10 pick. I mean, right now we're at 19, I think, is estimated. The Packers are at 15?
Yeah. But here's what I've seen.
But they're still going to
fight. You probably have noticed this. The Lions are the best team. They're 10-4.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure they won, actually.
We'll see. I mean, they've been on a couple-game slide.
They won. Didn't they? They won last week. No, they won.
No,
they're 10-4. They're going to win the division. But the rest of the division is terrible. At 7-7 is first, but they're in second place. But the Bears are two games back and playing well.
They're looking good.
So the Bears have that chance of overtaking both of our teams. And getting that 20th pick.
Ranked right now 13th.
The Packers can keep losing, and the Vikings can keep losing, and we can both get top 10 picks.
Yeah, right. I'll take it.
Because the Bears have no reason to tank. They get a number one pick. They have Carolina's
Whether
pick.
Or not they use it, I mean, how they use it is completely...
They did okay last year.
I mean, we can talk about next couple weeks about whether or not they should keep Fields.
I mean, I don't want to talk too much about the Chicago Bears because they're awful.
But they're still
They're in the division. They are ranked as, like I said.
You know, we want to see another quarterback get ruined by Chicago.
No, they keep one. Just keep Justin Fields and let him be.
Get some other help, like his line, another offensive weapon.
I'll tell you what, by the end of the year, Justin Fields is going to have some really, really impressive numbers. The numbers, Justin Fields, I mean, you can look him up if you need to. But
right now, a couple players are playing better than him. Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, he's actually, Baker Mayfield is a Pro Bowler. Justin Fields is a Pro Bowler.
I heard today, Baker Mayfield's at a 52% or 52 QBR.
Which is?
Passes versus completions, touchdowns, and interceptions.
Okay.
Justin Fields has played 13 games. He's at 14-8, so 14 touchdowns, 8 interceptions. Mm-hmm. Baker Mayfield has, Justin Fields has got like 2,700 yards passing.
So I had a bunch of things written down that we were
But I'm just saying, we got to talk about that in the next couple of weeks and whether or not you're going to keep Justin and the coach.
I am fascinated by that because we could talk off the air for 30 minutes because I believe that Justin Fields is fine.
I think he is.
I don't think he's the problem. I don't think that either of the two quarterbacks that are in the draft are that much of an upgrade over him.
Yes.
I believe that if they could get a Marvin Harrison Jr., if you're the Bears and you could draft Marvin Harrison Jr. or Caleb Williams, who do you pick? I think you take that wide receiver.
They're saying Caleb Williams is that next generational. They named off today Trevor Lawrence, and I'm like, you ain't doing that.
They also said that about Justin Fields. I will remind you, they have said that about Justin Fields at various levels.
Trey Lance.
There's Baker Mayfield. You know,
Joe Barron.
Justin Herbert's going to be the next so-and-so, yada, yada.
You can't blame Justin for that mess because they fired their coach midseason.
So how far back, where do you want to start with today? Then? We want to just talk about the Packers being terrible and losing to the Buccaneers? We'll start fresh.
I mean, it's up to you.
They lost. They're out of the playoffs. I hope they lose a lot of games.
No, they're not out, are they?
I mean, they feel it. They feel
they're,
like
you're, they're me. Right there. I mean, they lose another game and they're done.
I mean, I was gonna say if they lose because they got Carolina next, and Carolina is, you'd call them a dumpster fire, but that's an insult to dumpsters. Yeah. It, you know, like they're just not good, and they're intentionally not good. Kind of like the 76ers were intentionally not good a couple of years ago. They're on a long, long game.
They couldn't stop anybody. Baker Mayfield had a perfect game. QBR one.
That's what I'm saying. The Packers defenses.
He was the only one, other than, you know, who the other, only other quarterback to have a perfect game in Lambeau Field is.
I mean, I really want to say Don Majkowski.
Aaron Rodgers.
Duh. How could, well, I mean, I thought it was a trick question is what I was fully expecting it to be like, it's Lynn Dickey. Gotcha.
Somehow. But no, but I mean, Baker Mayfield, of all the quarterbacks that have ever come through Lambeau Field.
Even Michael Vick in that one playoff game where he stomped the yard with the Packers, for anybody long-suffering Packer fans, remember that one. I mean, for a team that has 8 first-round picks and will probably have 9 by the end of this year, because I know they're going to draft another one to replace somebody. The defensive coordinator can go. He could have gone. But I don't know what the problem is. Is it scheme? Yeah. But is it also players? Probably, yeah, because those same players have been around for a couple years.
I mean, once again, how many times does a first or second rounder not pan out?
I mean, on this team, there's 8 starters. That's the problem, is none of them have panned out. As far as I know, Kenny Clark has panned out. Because he's good. He's great. He's a top level. Jair Alexander, not panned out. You've paid
you
him like
so?
He hasn't played. He hasn't played a complete
when he does
season.
Play, I mean, he's...
Yes, when he does play, but when he's not playing, he's not helping, and he hasn't helped a lot this year. Eric Stokes, hurt a lot. Same deal. Doesn't play. Quay Walker, you watched him making some athletic tackles from behind in this last game because he was chasing guys because he took incorrect angles. Devontae Wyatt, he's real big and real strong, but he has not made a huge... He's been pretty good. Lucas Van Ness looked pretty good in these last couple games. He looks like a spot starter like he was in college.
So they're acting like they're the youngest football team in the NFL.
That is correct.
That's where that balance of experience and veterans... You know,
which of course is an interesting thing, because next year you're going to be, if you're a Packer fan, relying on the draft like you do, because Packers don't get free agents.
No,
in my knowledge, I'm trying to remember more than Charles Woodson signing. Reggie White. Yeah, you're right. Reggie White was a big deal. Sean Jones that same year. Short list. That's about it. Nobody wants to come to Green Bay. I love going to that
Not
area.
Now.
But I wouldn't want to live there.
I mean, you could have gotten some offensive capital maybe when Rodgers was there in the offseason.
Yes, you could have maybe. The only way you're going to build is through the draft, which means next year, they're going to be just as young next year. So you're going to get your core guys are a year older, and a whole flock of new guys are going to be a year younger.
So is love the answer?
Yes. Define answer.
Is he your long-term solution?
Again, I would say long-term, more than 3 years?
Yes.
No.
You think 3 years?
I'll take 3 years. If you could take any quarterback
so
in the NFL,
he's got one more year
years.
Left, right?
Yes, this year and next year.
So next year he'll play on that contract. They extend him, give him a new contract for 3 more years?
Yes, but unfortunately...
So you're at 4?
Yes.
Probably.
I will take that. But at that point, then you have a chance to assess. Because at that contract, the one after that is, and you know from being a Kirk Cousins fan, fanatic, I would say at this point, that's where you end up jumping up from $20 million to $40 million and from $40 to $50 million is in those third contracts. And then at that point, you better be great. You better be Aaron Rodgers great, because you start costing a team $50 and $60 million. If you're not great, you're a problem.
Unless you're Shohei Ohtani.
Oh, man, I love that deal. That's such a cool... We can do a whole show on the Major League Baseball hot stove, because that fascinates me, too.
Okay.
I love 10 years...
So what's the answer for the Packers? Is it done this year?
Yeah. Yeah, you tank it out. Let me see what you can get with a real offensive line.
Or you can just tell players, play for you. If you want a job next year.
I feel like the thought of that narrative is only for fans. I feel like every player is playing for themselves. The NFL is not a thing where you can tank. As a player, you can't tank. As a management, you can put bad guys on the field. But even the bad guys, if you don't try 100%, somebody's going to knock your head off and you're gonna be injured forever. So I don't believe you can tank in the NFL. You can just have really bad players. Like the Bears tried to tank. The Panthers are tanking. With bad players trying 100% against good players trying 100%, you're going to lose most all the time.
So does Matt LaFleur stay.
You get one more year out of him. Yep. I think he's as attached to the team as Jordan Love is at this point. So if you get one or two more years out of Jordan Love, you got that out of LaFleur. Being 13-4 for 3 years in a row buys you some capital. Being the head coach of the Green Bay Packers buys you some capital. They're not big fans of firing people, even if they should. Mike McCarthy was a head coach for quite a while. Mike Sherman was a head coach for way too long.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep. So
I forgot about Mike Sherman.
Right? Oof. Easy to do, but he was there for 6 years of poor, poor play. So, he's back next year because those rookies, Jalen Reed looks fantastic.
Yep.
When he gets the ball, he's got that juke ability that wins you games. So you bring him back. Romeo Doubs looks like a real solid possession receiver. If he stays healthy. And Javonte, yes. Well, that's
Christian Watson strained.
Christian Watson, healthy. I'm not even counting him because I like that Wicks that I've seen the last few weeks over because he's got that same speed and strength.
So right now you're trying to win.
Yes.
But you want to evaluate. You want to evaluate what you got for next
year.
You're
going to beat the Panthers.
Meh. If you don't.
I mean, if you don't, you're still evaluating your team, and maybe you start looking. Maybe if they lose this game to the Panthers, me and you can start talking about why can't you replace Matt LaFleur at this point, and I would have to agree. Because it's losing to this team. I watched some Carolina. They've been on.
Who just lost to Carolina? This past weekend.
I don't have it in front of me, but yeah, they've looked really bad. Because they've been on Thursday once. They're not a good franchise to watch. They haven't for a couple of years. You can't lose to a team like that. That feels like losing to
Falcons.
Losing to a college team. Yeah, Falcons aren't very good either. Seeing the team that the Packers have lost.
We should do the next couple of weeks as well. Who's getting fired and not?
Oh, I love that list. I went through my head
and kind of listened to everybody else's list.
Mm-hmm.
There's like potentially 9 to 10 head coaches.
How much time do we got? Because we can talk.
You
about
just want to do that? I mean, solid.
Okay. The answer is yes. Because while you're looking that up, I'm going to point out that the did we talk about?
You talk about anything else? I'll do the little research.
We'll do Bucks. Can we talk about the Bucks being 19-7? They're 14-2 at home. Damian Lillard's back to looking like an all-star in the last week or change. About this, they're a third of the way into the season, and they look really, really solid. Scoring the second most points in the league. Playing real defense. It's really fun to watch a team that's that tall and that talented. Go Bucks. Let's see. Oh, yeah, Giannis in back-to-back games set the franchise record with 64 points, and then the next game set the franchise record with, I want to say it was 31 rebounds, but I don't know if that's accurate. Back-to-back games. Giannis is the best. He's the best. He replaced guys like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Oscar Robertson in the... Well, I think it was Brandon Jennings for the scoring thing. But, he's playing great. The Badgers are ranked 24th. They start the Big Ten season after the first of the year. We'll talk more about them next week. What do you got for coaches that are going to get fired?
We got 32 coaches.
Okay.
So we already know about, there's three already vacancies. So that's Carolina.
Carolina fired early.
Yep. Raiders.
Yep.
And now the Chargers. And everybody's saying the Chargers is probably the best job of them all.
Yeah. Okay? I mean, that was funny because that was the case when they hired Brandon Staley. So maybe the owner doesn't know what he's doing.
Yeah,
there's the real possibility that that guy doesn't hire the right people.
So let's do this. We'll go through the list of the obvious, whether or not they get fired or mutual separation.
Sure. There will be a coach next year.
Bill Belichick.
Yes, he's gone.
Okay. Andy Reid will not. Mike Tomlin.
No, they're going to be a playoff team. Or at least hovering right around it with some bad talent.
He's horrible.
Yeah,
they're horrible. But they don't. They've had three coaches since 1969.
Yes, yeah. So you'd have to be terrible, or do something terrible to get fired as a Steelers.
John Harbaugh, no. Doug Peterson, no. Pete Carroll, no. Sean Payton, no. Sean McDermott. Depends on what they do.
Yes, I'm gonna say yes. That's my surprise one because
if he makes it to the playoffs and they make some noise, they're a dangerous.
To be fair, they've played three in a row games against real good teams and beat them all.
Yeah.
So they're a player. You're right.
Brian Daboll. No, he's on a list. He's there for at least another year.
Okay, I mean, fine.
Mike Vrabel, Tennessee, does he replace Belichick?
Yeah, so I guess technically Tennessee. That doesn't feel like a firing.
Right, but mutual separate. But
okay, yeah.
So Belichick,
you're
we got Mike
five.
No. And then the three, so we're five. Zach Taylor, no. Mike McCarthy will keep his job if he makes the playoffs.
Those are ifs. So we're going to go, okay, keep going.
I think he will. Shanahan's in there. He's going to be there for the next 10 years.
Yeah.
Matt Eberflus.
Oh, yeah, fire him. Fire that Bears.
So fire him and then get rid of Fields.
I mean, they got to go together, right?
You think?
I think
he's done no matter what.
Here's what I think. I think they fire him. I think that's a bad move to get rid of the quarterback. I still don't think it's the quarterback's problem. No, I think it's Chicago's a terrible place to try to throw a football in December, and they just have a really hard time finding a guy who can do that.
So that's six. DeMeco's doing a great job. Todd Bowles at Tampa Bay, they're doing better than expected.
He's around.
Ron Rivera, Washington.
Yeah.
He's gone.
Because they have a new owner. They've been mediocre for long enough with, they're cleaning house there. They're going to draft a quarterback as high as they possibly can. And Ron Rivera is the definition of below average. He can go.
Okay, so that's seven. Matt LaFleur, no. That's already the Raiders. Antonio Pierce, I think he should get a shot.
Keeps his job.
I think so, too.
They're playing, and they've learned. They should have learned the lesson They don't keep fighting.
Frank Wright's already gone. Josh McDaniels is already gone. Well, this is not the whole list of currents.
Let's see. You've got, I believe...
Current. Hold on. Give me a second.
Are there any... I don't believe there's going to be any surprise firing necessarily.
There's always one in there.
Or a retirement in there. I feel like Pete Carroll's now been around forever and ever. He's due to retire at some point in here.
Jacksonville won't. Kansas City will not. The Chargers already did. Rams, Sean McVay will stay. Mike McDaniel will stay. Kevin O'Connell will stay in Minnesota.
I don't think anybody changes in the NFC.
Dennis
style.
Allen?
No, he stays. I think
New Orleans? Yes.
I think
he's going to be the surprise one.
I think Arthur Smith is.
Yeah. Atlanta, so that's eight. Arthur will be done.
I really like, he looks like a football coach, and they seem to play well. But man,
I think Dennis Allen's going to be the surprise for everybody.
Here's the thing. The consistent thing with almost every single one of those, besides the Chargers, is terrible quarterback play.
Right.
So for me, it is a...
Who's doing great even though he shouldn't be? Purdy. Who's a quarterback whisperer?
Yeah. Shanahan. Mike Shanahan is... Is Mike Shanahan? No, it's Kyle Shanahan. Yeah. Mike Shanahan, I don't think... But if you don't have a quarterback... And that's why it's such a clamor to get that quarterback because your job is on the line within a year or two. If you don't have a quarterback on your team, if you're Bill Belichick and your quarterback is Mac Jones or Bailey Zappi, you're going to get fired soon.
I don't think Kraft has the cojones to say, Bill, you're gone. I think Bill, the GM, would tell Bill, the head coach,
coming back for another year feels like a redemption thing, and I'm not a Bill Belichick. No, I don't know. I'm not his inner circle, but it doesn't feel like he needs a redemption tour. He can just say,
"Well, because of the rumors right now that the Bill Belichick's going to leave New Orleans, New England for a new scenery. He goes to Chargers. What could Bill Belichick do with Herbert?
I mean, he'd have a quarterback, and then he can. But I guess for me." No, if you're the Chargers, you don't do that. We have learned something. You can't go to retread coaches.
There's Harbaugh out there,
retread coaches are not the answer. Find an assistant coach on one of these teams and hire him and stop trying to...
Another rumor is Brian Flores, Minnesota's defensive.
I will take that. He's
already did it.
Their defense has played well. Yeah. He's been a coach. He's been successful at it.
All right, back to this. So I think Dennis Allen in New Orleans is done.
So you could have a quarter to a third of the coaches in the NFL.
Right now, that sits at nine.
Be replaced.
New York Jets, Robert Sala.
No, he gets a pass. Unfortunately, he's going to get a pass to work 1 year with Aaron Rodgers. Paul Hackett goes.
No. Nope.
Nathaniel Hackett.
He won't.
Well, would it surprise you if he was fired?
Yes.
I would,
Aaron Rodgers doesn't want it.
I
swear to God, he's got... I watched it today.
I was going to say, the news... I watched... That's the news we skipped. Aaron Rodgers isn't going to play this year. You remember
really
that guy for he quarterbacked this team for a while. He was a guy for, you know...
Four plays.
It was... we're not going to talk about Aaron Rodgers.
No. So I think the Jets are... They're staying where they're at. They just got to revamp that offensive line because it's offensive.
But I...
Nope.
It's unfortunate that the Jets have been on TV too a couple of times, and it is unwatchable.
They spent all offseason and preseason and everything else to gear that offense toward the smart savvy veteran quarterback, and then you try to throw in everybody else to try to mimic that.
So I will tell you, you know what I've learned from this season in the NFL? You know what's more important than a good veteran quarterback? A proven backup.
Yeah, right.
I mean,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, that has won or lost. This going to win or lose guys well, their job.
Is, this season, look at it.
Is being able to develop that second quarterback is now more important to me than developing, say, a wide receiver or a running back.
Look at just this season alone, how many backups have played. I mean, Minnesota alone has got three that have been playing and rotating.
Yeah.
Bengals.
Correct.
Seattle last night. Did you watch that game?
I watched that game.
Good for him.
Drew Lock winning games as a career backup.
Yep.
If you're not developing, like I said, if there's not learning this in the NFL, it's if you're a team like Cleveland, you need to, instead of Deshaun Watson, you need to develop a quarterback, and you need to do it quick. And it doesn't matter if it's a second round pick. It doesn't matter. Back in the day, way back, the Green Bay Packers traded a first round pick to the Atlanta Falcons for a second-round pick in Brett Favre. He had been in the league for 1 year.
Worked out all right.
They believe exactly. That is the type of forethought that you haven't seen in the league in a very, very long time.
No, right, because I mean, right now, quarterbacks that are coming out of the draft.
More ready to go.
They're more ready. I mean, they're all. I mean, a lot of these teams look like Alabama. They're doing a pro style offense. Georgia's doing. You know,
I mean, you're right. Tua is the MVP of the league for good reason because he came in ready to play. For me, not developing a quarterback is.
I mean, the way Green Bay's been doing it is the right way. I mean, it's the way it should be.
And Green Bay did it again this time around, where they spent 3 years with a backup, developing a backup. That backup was a third stringer. Jordan Love was inactive for most of his rookie year as a first rounder.
Right.
Then he was a backup, and he didn't play, and now he's playing well enough. But if you would have thrown him in his second year, he would struggle mightily. Yeah. This has saved Matt LaFleur his job. Jordan Love wasn't good, the Packers would be worse than they are, and we would have Matt LaFleur clearly on that fireable list.
All right, back to the coaches. Sure. So Arthur Smith, I think, is gone.
Sure.
So that puts us at like 9. Kevin Stefanski?
No.
You think he loses his job?
I think the GM of the Cleveland Browns gets fired because Deshaun Watson is trash. Yeah. And shouldn't have been traded
return
for
on investment.
First place. Zero. And good. That's how you can tell sometimes it pays off in the NFL for karma, because I was not rooting for the Browns, and Deshaun Watson has been awful. And that makes me feel good because I didn't want him to succeed, and he isn't. So
that's 10 coaches, give or take. Maybe I still think Dennis Allen in New Orleans is done.
Which is interesting.
That's going to be the surprise, I think.
If you were now, our next step is going to be really interesting, is come up with a list of 10 replacements. Because I can't name 10 coordinators. I can't name 10 college coaches. So there's some surprises
we really haven't seen the college translate. I mean,
so there's college like offensive coordinators or somewhere along the line. Somebody's going to get these jobs. I'd like to see who they are at this point. I mean,
we still have some rookie head coaches at Arizona.
Sure.
I mean, he's a rookie. I mean, he's doing
right. They say the team's playing hard, but their record is terrible. So he sticks around for another year because he finally got his quarterback. Again, he's got his quarterback, so their team plays a little bit better. He doesn't lose his job. We don't have a lot of time, huh?
We've got a little over 5 minutes.
That was it?
Yeah.
Wow. I thought, wow. What else do we got? You want to talk about the best four teams in the NFL?
Sure. After the loss,
who do you consider to be the fourth best team in the NFL? See if we can agree there.
I'm looking at the list.
I can replace one of those teams.
Right now, teams wise, it's Ravens, 49ers, Cowboys, Eagles.
Do you believe that they're? How about we'll start the AFC? Is there two better teams in the AFC than the Ravens and the Dolphins? Do you think the Chiefs, who are the Super Bowl champions, are better than either of those two teams?
Not right now.
If they had to go to Arrowhead, are the Chiefs the favorite to beat both of those teams? Or
I'd say they could beat the Dolphins. Okay. I don't think anybody's beating. I think it's going to be these guys are going to meet on Monday night.
Are we looking
at
another Harbaugh Super Bowl? Is that what's going to happen? Are we staring at that again?
Well, I mean, probably. We're going to meet up. They're going to meet each other.
A Harbaugh
this week.
Yeah, we're going to have a. Are they Ravens and Niners are playing this week?
Weekend?
Oh, that's a fun game. That's got to be a Monday nighter, right? It has to be, or a Sunday nighter at least.
Yeah, so it's prime time.
Yeah,
but That's I mean, I don't think I watched the
Cowboys get stomped all over the place. They're number two.
I mean, the 49ers, Cowboys, and the Eagles have all clinched, even though losing last weekend, which
Eagles,
is funny.
The Eagles without Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts is clearly proving to me to be the most important player in the league.
I mean, he played last night.
But he didn't play exceptionally well.
No, right? He was maybe at 70%.
Right. It didn't look good.
Even the press conference, he's like,
team played about 70%.
But that team's a hot mess. They've lost two in a row now.
So I think those Cowboys and the Eagles, I would replace both the Cowboys and Eagles with the Lions and the
Lions aren't playing that good either. They're 10-4. They lost the last two.
The Lions over the Cowboys. I don't trust the Lions over the Eagles because I saw the Eagles step it up in the postseason last year. But I see no real – because after that, man, that list drops off quick, doesn't it?
Yeah. The one team I would want to mess with right now is L.A., the Rams.
I was going to ask. In that muddled middle of like 7-7 teams, Buccaneers, Jaguars,
that'd be like,
Vikings, Browns,
on the
Rams.
NFC side, it'd be the Rams. I'm not scared of my Vikings. Are you kidding me? The defense is great.
Yeah.
They're top five defense, but man, we can't score anything.
They ran the ball. They finally had a game where they ran the ball.
Ty Chandler was actually really good. Unless they get bottled in the line, and they should have won that game, and it's against Cincy last week because of flukes. But
you know what team I like over, maybe over the Chiefs, because I love the Jaguars. If the Jaguars and Trevor Lawrence is healthy,
look good though.
I still got that Doug Peterson. I like. I feel like that team.
You know, the scary that this,
but these the, other teams in the middle. The Bills are still way down there. Yeah, there's a lot of teams in the AFC.
Yeah, I wouldn't. The way the Bills played over the weekend, man.
Yeah, they look like
222 yards of Cook.
They look like a team with them. With
you know, it looks like they changed. I mean, they're running it. I think freaking Allen had only what 9 attempts, passes or something like
was that.
That wasn't a lot. Nice. He didn't do that. Like that. He said in the press conference, he's like, man, it's like having a high school, you know, school project.
I like that.
And not doing anything but having it done.
Yeah. Good for him. Yeah, sometimes you win.
I don't think it's going to matter because either between the Ravens and the 49ers.
Also, I love watching Lamar Jackson.
But we should because we have him on our fantasy football team.
I root for him. Even when I played against him in one of my other leagues, I still root for him. Man, that guy's fun to watch.
Yeah.
That couple of those throws he made.
Right now, he's still healthy. That team is all healthy right now.
First time
the last
in
couple
of
years, several years. But
of course, we're still middle of December. We got a few more weeks to go.
As of right now, though. 49ers at the top. I mean, they're balanced.
Yeah.
Defense is just...
And
that offense, when you have two MVP candidates in the same team, come on.
And real talent on the offensive. Wide receivers, they have Pro Bowl wide receivers who aren't going to make the Pro Bowl because they just run the ball and spread the ball out. George Kittle is one of the best tight ends, and he's playing like it.
He's more block. I mean, he's blocking
and
more than he's catching.
But he just keeps getting better, and they control the ball.
I think as of right now, nobody's beating. I mean, the Ravens could. It's going to be a great game this weekend.
Both of those teams that we just named, the 49ers and Ravens, can travel to just about anywhere to win a game. I think
as long as everybody stays healthy.
Besides Miami, because Miami, that is a track meet. They are so much fun to watch.
Right. But they have no O-line, though.
But even in January, in the middle of let's say they have to travel to somewhere to play a game, that speed, they're still faster than everybody on the field.
Even
in the snowstorm, they're faster in snow than you are in snow.
You got 30 seconds.
Oh,
I know.
I love these NFL shows. These are so good.
Just a reminder, it is a season of giving, so make sure you go to WDRT.org, donate, get entered to win, and a bunch of cool prizes. Top prize of $1,000.
Such a cool thing. Yeah, I say this every single week, but thanks for WDRT for letting us do this and everybody for listening and stuff. Have a wonderful, wonderful week, and I bet we'll see you soon.
Merry Christmas.